You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
With the launch of the new manifesto, RNIB Cymru is calling on the Welsh Government to make Wales a fairer place for people with sight loss. I'm joined now by RNIB Cymru Policy and Public Affairs Manager Liz Williams. Liz, croeso nôl, welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Diolch yn fawr, Howell.
Well, when a charity like RNIB Cymru launches a manifesto like A Fairer Wales, Equality and Sight, what do they hope to achieve?
Well, our main aim really is to engage with prospective candidates for the next Synod election. So it's a really, really good opportunity to talk to as many people as we're able to about our kind of key campaign areas, our recommendations. And it's a culmination of all the work over the last few years. You know, we don't have elections very often, but when we do, we have to sort of put so much work into making sure we get our asks out there and to the right people. And of course, you know, so much good work has happened in this Welsh Government term, but so much needs to be done. So this is really an opportunity to say, you know, this is to shout about what we want from the next government. And of course, we're looking, it's very likely our Synod is going to look very, very different next year. There are going to be new parties, you know, lots. And like I mentioned, lots and lots of new candidates to engage with. We're going to have lots more members as well. So it really is an opportunity to find that support within the Synod and obviously, hopefully, to get some of our key asks in the next Welsh Government programme for government. That's the ultimate aim here.
And Liz, what are the four key asks that RNIB Cymru's new manifesto makes to the Welsh Government?
Essentially, they're all around kind of access and inclusion and improving those things and making sure that people have the support necessary and are able to do the things they need to do in order to remain as independent as possible. So our first ask is around ending avoidable sight loss. So half of all sight loss is avoidable with early detection and timely treatment. As our population ages, the prevalence of eye disease such as glaucoma, age-related macular degeneration increases. So we know that the demand for eye care services is inevitably going to increase. Unfortunately, services can't meet current demand, let alone future demand. So action is really, really needed now, you know, urgently, to make sure that there aren't more people losing their sight unnecessarily. So in terms of, you know, data, that what we know then is that there are 80,000 people at the greatest risk of permanent sight loss waiting over target, waiting far too long for treatment. And to put this into perspective, this is enough people to fill the Principality Stadium in Cardiff. I think that really kind of brings the issue to life a little bit, and something we need to keep reminding the Welsh Government of, really. Now, in terms of what's in our manifesto, you know, the current Welsh Government have done some really, really good things. They've taken some really positive steps. They've published the National Clinical Strategy for Ophthalmology. This is a blueprint that kind of sets out what's needed in order to meet current and future demand. It's a bit of a blueprint, really, that's been clinically led. But this is just the start. We need to see more urgent action. We want the next government to build on this brilliant work and to invest kind of the time and resource into implementing it effectively. And this really is the only way to make sure that there aren't, you know, thousands more people losing their sight unnecessarily. So we're calling on the Welsh Government to continue to work with us, make sure that this strategy is implemented effectively, is properly resourced, and that the experiences of blind and partially sighted people continues to feed into that work as well. Our second ask is around vision rehabilitation services and tackling the postcode lottery that exists across Wales at the moment. So for those who don't know, vision rehabilitation is a really essential service that equips blind and partially sighted people with the skills and support they need to live independently once they've lost sight or had experienced a change in their vision. So this is a specialist intervention, and it teaches and supports supports people to carry out everyday tasks independently with their new level of vision. So this could be white cane training, for example, in an area you go to regularly or an area you'd like to go to. It could be providing equipment such as accessible kitchen equipment and housing adaptations and assistive technology. And we know that when this service is provided in a timely way, when it's done well, it's life-changing. It means that people can continue to live the life they've always lived, albeit slightly differently, but they can see friends, they can remain independent. When their service isn't available to people, when there's a big gap in them, you know, losing sight or experiencing a change in their vision and getting the support they need, we know it can be detrimental to mental health and well-being, but also they can become incredibly isolated. And we have heard kind of anecdotally people kind of giving up really on seeing friends and family and doing the things that they enjoy doing because they're not confident doing it without this intervention. You know, we know that, you know, local authorities do have a duty to provide, you know, services that prevent the need for further care and support. However, local authorities are under so much pressure, and this is one of those services that is unregulated and monitored. So there isn't really that incentive for local authorities to prioritise it. So what we're asking, you know, the next Welsh Government to do is to make sure that this service is regulated, monitored and inspected. So it's given the same attention as other care and support services. And that's absolutely crucial to ensure that it has the same quality and consistency throughout Wales. And, you know, a big job for us, going back to your earlier question around, you know, why we do this manifesto, it's to make current politicians and future politicians aware of the issues that affect blind and partially sighted people. And this is a service that lots of people don't know exist. So that's been a real job for us as a team throughout this process. The next call in our manifesto is around accessible health information, and this feels incredibly relevant at the moment because the Welsh Government have just published their refreshed and broadened All Wales Standards. Now, we've had the All Wales Standards in Wales since 2013. Wales was actually the first of the UK nations to publish standards like these, and the standards, you know, they should set out the level of, or they do set out the level of service blind and partially sighted people should expect. And through this, you know, they should be making sure that everyone receives health information in their required format. But we know, you know, years later, over a decade later, that they haven't made the difference they should have. We still regularly talk to people who receive letters from their GP or their hospital in formats they can't read, in, you know, size a letter with font size 12, when they should be getting that letter in Braille, large print, a digital copy. But we do have an opportunity because these new refresh standards have been launched, and it all comes down to implementation. We need to see these standards being implemented effectively, and we need to see the kind of robust accountability and governance mechanisms in place so we can, or Welsh Government can, hold health boards to account around non-compliance. A very, very practical barrier to this kind of to people receiving information in their required format is that the IT systems and health boards just aren't fit for purpose. And we know that often people's required formats aren't being recorded and actioned. So we need the Welsh Government to lead on this work. We need that national oversight to make sure that IT systems do what they should be doing. We know that a third of people are missing appointments because of this issue, and it's not good enough. It's a safety issue. It means people can't comply with medical advice. It's an inequality issue, and it means that people's rights to confidentiality and privacy aren't being upheld because they, in some cases, we know people are relying on strangers to read letters for them, and it's not good enough. So we will call on that next Welsh Government to take these standards, again, build on the good work of the current government, and to make sure they make a difference to people. Now, our final ask is around transport and the public realm, an issue that are so important to blind and partially sighted people. blind and partially sighted people don't drive, so they rely on public transport and walking to maintain independence, access services, access healthcare, access employment. But our towns and cities are changing so rapidly, and this is compounded by the fact that so much public transport isn't inaccessible. It means that people aren't able to make so many of the journeys they want to, whether that's, you know, the walk, the journey to the bus stop being inaccessible. So there are shared use pathways. There's pavement parking, a huge issue. Once they get to the bus stop might be completely, you know, dangerous, essentially, where cycle lanes are running in between the pavement and the bus stop. So people are having to cross in front of bikes that are very, very fast and very quiet. And then when the bus does arrive, often they don't have audio announcements, so people don't know when they're getting off and are relying on a bus driver who perhaps hasn't had the necessary training to make sure they're getting off at the right stop. So all of these things, and, you know, buses aren't the only problem. We know trains can be a problem too, illegal use of e-scooters. But all of these things essentially mean that blind and partially sighted people do not feel safe and confident accessing their communities, meeting up with friends. So we're calling on the next Welsh Government to incorporate our RNIB's key principles for inclusive design into any relevant standards and guidance. So there's no ambiguity there. If a local authority is going to introduce a bus stop, they should follow this guidance to make sure that all of the necessary accessibility features are in place. For example, we want the next Welsh Government to ban pavement parking. You know, the current Welsh Government committed to it, but they haven't seen it through. We want the next Welsh Government to take that step and to make sure that pavement parking is no longer an issue that affects blind and partially sighted people in Wales. And ultimately, as we see bus reform happening, we want the next Welsh Government to build on that and to make sure accessibility is at the forefront of any plans around bus reform. Ultimately, this is the only way to make sure people can get around in a safe and accessible way. So that I've come to the end of those points. Those are the four key campaign areas that we are promoting through this manifesto.
Well, these would be familiar topics for anyone who's been following the work of RNIB Cymru. Are they becoming familiar topics for the political parties in Wales as well?
I think so. I think, you know, political parties are hearing from so many different organisations and charities, but the sector has really pulled together in recent years through the Disabled People's Rights Task Force, for example, to really bring these issues in particular to the forefront of those conversations with politicians. So I hope political parties are hearing from other organisations. I know they'll certainly be hearing from other charities such as Guide Dogs, Wales Council for the Blind, RNID. And I think there is kind of strength in a unified voice and a united approach to all of this. So we like to work with other charities. We like to make sure that these issues remain high on the agenda. And ultimately, I think the most important thing is to make sure political parties hear directly from the people who are affected by these issues. And that's what we'll continue to do, you know, to bring people together, convene people, and make sure they're able to feed directly into as many kind of policy opportunities as possible.
We're in party conference season at the moment. When RNIB can revisit these events, how receptive are politicians to the ideas laid out in the manifesto?
I think on the whole, we have a great level of engagement and they're incredibly receptive. I think, you know, so much of this is a priority for them because ultimately they're hearing from their constituents who often bring these issues to them. I think the challenge can be talking to the problems that potentially the awareness isn't as high. So I mentioned vision rehabilitation earlier. It really is a forgotten service in many cases because so many politicians haven't heard about it before. So there's a little bit extra work sometimes for us to do there to really kind of start from the bottom and build that up and just increase that general awareness. But ultimately, we do have really, really good support within the CNS. Lots of the cabinet secretaries are very supportive of our work. The cabinet secretary for social justice in particular is someone who has supported our accessible information standard work. So it's an exciting time because obviously we'll have so many new candidates now. It's going to be quite new to them, and we will have to really think about how we approach that, and again, how we make sure the voice of the blind and partially sighted people kind of are at the forefront of those conversations.
Well, where can we find the RNIB Cymru Manifesto, A Fear of Wales, Equality and Sight, and read it for ourselves?
The manifesto is on the RNIB website in the news section. If anyone wants a hard copy, we do have those printed in our Cardiff office. You can get in touch with me to request a bit more information on this on cymru.mailbox@rnib.org.uk. And that's just an opportunity to ask questions or have a chat about it. But yeah, it does live on our website currently.
And for people reading the manifesto who might be inspired to get involved themselves in the work that RNIB Cymru are doing, what's the best way to do that?
The best way is to, again, contact us, whether that's through X, social media, or on cymru.mailbox@rnib.org.uk. We are always really, really pleased when people want to support our campaigns. And yeah, and it's great to hear new perspectives on things. And hopefully we can give something back to those people as well by representing them in meetings and improving things for them in the long term. So yeah, please do get in touch if you're interested.
RNIB Cymru Policy and Public Affairs Manager Liz Williams. Diolch yn fawr iawn i chi. Thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Diolch yn fawr. Thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.